Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is good. O Lord our God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. First of all, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for keeping me here still. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I also want to give thanks to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Israel for you all that have been obedient and have tuned in this morning. For the Lord, he is good. And all the time, he's good. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be amongst the living. What a wonderful time to be resting in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. It is definitely good to see you all again. We all experienced Laura coming to blowing her winds. We discovered a new thing. The Lord had already revealed unto us that no man could pluck us out of our Father's hand. And the greatest and latest revelation is no wind can blow us out of his hand. Oh, hallelujah. What a awesome God that we serve. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad to be able to be back at work again. As you all know, I love my job. This is the Lord's doing. I've made a choice to live the rest of my life serving the Lord God Almighty, for I just want to do God's will. I've learned that it is much easier for me to surrender my body unto him as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, for it is my reasonable service. And let the Lord have his way through me. That way when the end of my run do come, and when it's all said and done, and when I won't have to study water no more, he would truly say to me, well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. As usual, if you have your Bibles, you can follow along. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to open those blind eyes and unstop those deaf ears, that ye may be able to see, and hearing, you may be able to understand. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 19, verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. Oh, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste, and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they had saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day the salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Bible tells us in this short story that there was a small man, small in stature, but big in terms of his understanding, because he desired to see Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. No doubt the Bible tells us that as he couldn't see him for the press, he climbed up in a sycamore tree, not a sycamore tree as we're accustomed to, but a sycamore tree of a mulberry tree where the limbs were real low, where one had easy access to climb there up and sit therein. And the Bible said Jesus, when he came to that place, oh, no doubt about it, this was a divine appointment. Jesus knew from the foundation of the world that there would come a time that he would come to that place. And he would look up, and Zacchaeus, moving in obedience, would be lifted up with a desire to be taken up. And Jesus, no doubt Zacchaeus had heard that this same Jesus, he was a friend of the tax collectors. Even though the so-called religious heresy, they had nothing to do with the tax collectors. And they thought they were even wretched. They wouldn't dare invite him into their home and wouldn't dare take time to try to share any good news with him. But Jesus stopped by in this divine appointment and told Zacchaeus, come on down, Zacchaeus. For today, I'm going to abide at your house. And as the story tells us, no doubt the religious heresy was murmuring, talking foolishness as usual. But no doubt about it, as Jesus showed up at Zacchaeus' house, he's always one to be about the Father's business. And no doubt Jesus told Zacchaeus that I am the resurrection and the life. No doubt he shared with Zacchaeus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No doubt he let Zacchaeus know that the reason he came was to lay down his life. Lay it down, for he had the commandment by our Father to lay it down, and he also had the commandment to take it up again. No doubt Jesus told him that they was going to kill his body, but in 3 days, he would raise it up again. No doubt he told Zacchaeus that even though he was making a decision to be joyful, to be with Christ, he had to count the cost. For when you trust in Jesus, everything will be all right with you and Jesus. But it doesn't mean everything will be all right with you and your family members and your so-called friends. You see, No doubt Jesus told Zacchaeus that if the world hate you, it's not you that hate, but it's me. It's no doubt Jesus told Zacchaeus that you got to lose your life, oh my goodness, to gain eternal life. No doubt he shared with Zacchaeus that this is the reason that he came, that he would die, providing a place for Zacchaeus to die. That the word then would be in Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus would be able to walk in victory. In victory as he was resting in Christ Jesus. No doubt he told Zacchaeus that there's going to come a time when I'm going to come, go and prepare a place for you, but then I'm coming to take you away. So where I am, you will be also. No doubt Jesus explained to Zacchaeus that you got to make a choice. Choose life or choose death. This was a divine appointment. For you all that are tuned in today, this also is a divine appointment for you. The Lord put in my spirit when he brought this message that there will be somebody that's listening, somebody listening that you are frightened. You're frightened and you're afraid for your children. You're frightened and afraid for your grandchildren. You're frightened when they go out. You sit there trembling until they come back in. You don't know what to do, and you're so tired of worrying about them. But the Lord sent me by today with a solution for you. The Bible said that any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. And it's in this newness of life that you rest while Jesus do fighting your battles for you. You see, if we know that you're worried about your children and your grandchildren, but all you got to do is get in where you fit in. Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall save it. What does he mean by pick up your cross? Jesus is saying you got to pick up your death. I must increase, and you got to increase. If you want me to fight your battle for you, you got to deny yourself. You got to present your body and let me use it. Let me fill you with the Holy Ghost. Let me fill you with the Spirit of truth. Let me be your eyes. Let me be your ears. And you don't have to worry about nobody putting a knee on your son's neck. You don't have to worry about the devil putting his knee on your grandson's neck. For with the Spirit of God in you, when the devil come one way, the Holy Spirit chases him several different ways. Run, devil, in the name of Jesus. No doubt that Jesus told Zacchaeus that if you trust in me, everything will be all right. If you believe in me, though you were dead, yet will you live. Good God Almighty. You see, no doubt when Jesus preached to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus received it with glad tidings. Zacchaeus stood then. No doubt after Jesus had ministered to him, he stood, the Bible said, and he said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my good I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. Zacchaeus, he had a heart of repentance. You see, this is what repentance is. It's a turning from one way to another way. You see, no doubt the religious heresy They were murmuring, but you see, Jesus said, I came to